Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Wednesday, over the hump day. And it is July 27th, 2022. Hey, how you doing? How you feeling? I'm feeling fine and blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, today's topic of encouragement is never shaking. Coming from Psalms 112, verse 1 through 8. Amen? Amen. And it reads, happy is the man who fears the Lord, taking great delight in his commands. He will never be shaken. The righteous man will be remembered forever. He will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. His heart is assured. He will not fear. Psalms 112. Verses 1, 6 through 8 through the Holloman Christian Bible or the King James or the New King James, whichever you prefer. Amen. Amen. Never shaken. God is a creator who longs for his creation to revere him, to worship him with her entire being. This God who shaped your body and molded your mind is thrilled when you delight in his word, wisdom, will, and way. The woman who is so trusting, loving, and reverent of God will never be shaken, disturbed, or perturbed. Her nerves will not be jingling, making her jumpy or stressed. She'll be long remembered as a gentle, calm, cool, and collected woman of God, an example to every other woman she meets. When bad news come down the pipe, she won't lose her poise, scream in alarm, or fall away in a faint. She will be confident that whatever happens in her life, her God has a plan for her good, that somehow, in his wisdom, everything will work out all right. She needed fret nor fear. Would that you would be that woman. Lord, help me become the woman who reveres you and remains unshaken no matter what comes her way. Make me a true daughter of the true King. Amen. This is all for all that trust in God's word, stay faithful, never be shaken. You know, as James Bond has said, never shaken, but he wanted it stirred. Well, hey, shaken, stirred, pondered upon, startled, or whatever. You're never shaken. Keep your poise and cool when it comes to things that has happened. Amen. Amen. Be blessed today. Tell someone about the good word. Tell someone you love them. And God, keep striving to be the best that you are. I want to say blessed be to Denise Gist and her family as they have lost an uncle, a brother, you know, a nephew. They're going through some things right now, and I pray that the Holy Spirit be upon that family and that they continue to strive and stay together as a family. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen and amen. Have a blessed day. I have another word of encouragement for you on Friday. God bless you. May he keep you. Amen.